This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves, which you can do so by calling in at 855-453-F as in Freedom. That's 855-450-3733, and we are joined in studio by...
It's Ian.
And I'm Vincent, and before we go to the phones here, I just wanted to go over this. There's a quick list here published today of CDC guidelines for reopening schools, and I know some people, I know a lot of people are facing getting laid off for whatever reason from the public school system, because the excuse I saw is that... I haven't even seen a good excuse because I'm like a regular business, right? Public schools are guaranteed for income from the school board, which is, you know, taken from property taxes and such. Mm-hmm. And so, but yeah, it's just unfortunate because I know some people are going to be losing their jobs most likely. But here, this is how school is going to happen. Although, yeah, I do feel
this is coming from where?
The CDC.
Okay.
I do feel conflicted because on one end, I don't want to see people I know lose their jobs. At the other end, public school... And even many private schools are just so awful that, like, if I was in school when this happened, I'd be loving it. So, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has come out with recommendations for schools to follow. And so these are recommendations. You're not forced to, but since these are also another government, whenever you have a government institution recommending something, usually that other government institution follows it. So students and staff are recommended to wear face coverings throughout the day. Desks should be 6 feet apart and facing the same facing the same direction when feasible. Physical barriers such as sneeze guards and partitions should be used where it's difficult to keep individuals less than 6 feet apart.
So if they're going to move desks 6 feet apart, it's been a long time since I've been to school, but back when I was in school, the desks were right next to one another, basically. You had somebody sitting directly in front of you and somebody sitting directly behind you, and usually there was somebody to the left and to the right of you with enough room to walk, you know, with like a column or whatever where people could walk up and down. If they're talking about moving desks 6 feet away from one another, you're talking about doubling the size of a classroom, or rather cutting in half the number of people that can be in a currently sized classroom. So is this going to become a huge government make jobs, make work project to build all new schools to essentially double the amount? And you know, I'm just doing this in my head, right? Like maybe it's
three times.
Maybe they need to make it three times as large. I don't know, but let's just be conservative and say at least double the size. So now instead of one high school, there needs to be two high schools. Or if you're in a big city, instead of 10 high schools, there needs to be 20 high schools.
Well, I don't know where schools are going to find the money for that, because they've been complaining about having...
Well, raise taxes.
Well, they've...
Which no one can afford to pay, because they're not making any money.
Well, I mean, for years they've been complaining about not only that schools are underfunded and teachers are underpaid, despite only working for three quarters of a year if you're for full pay. They're also understaffed, right? Where you'd have, like, sometimes two... Like, they'd have a teacher and an assistant teacher for a classroom of, like, 20, in some cases, 30 kids. So now if you're going to have either bigger classrooms, I think we're just going to have to use more rooms, because sometimes not all the rooms are used. There's like the Spanish room or the history room or whatever. So I think that's what they're going to have to.
But if there's more rooms in use, wouldn't they have to have more teachers?
Yes, which is a problem.
Right, so they're going to have to double the space and double the staff, and it's going to be a huge boon for the educational bureaucracy that's already massive. I mean, already here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we live, you don't pay property taxes, Vincent, but if you did, you would know that you're paying about 60-70% of the property tax bill is going to the government schools in this area.
Despite having no children, or at least no children that I know of.
That's right.
It's ridiculous. it gets even worse. So floors and sidewalks should be marked off with distance lines, right? Like you see at grocery stores. Students are encouraged to bring their own lunch. With most parents don't know how to cook or anything, right? Other than fast food or TV dinners.
Yeah, if you thought government school wasn't regimented enough as it is, and it is. I mean, it's prison-like. in how regimented it is. Now it's going to be even worse with you've got to put these X's on the floor and everybody has to stand away from one another. And of course, if you're not social distancing, then the principal's going to get written up and you're going to get in trouble.
Oh, no, it's even worse. Dining halls and playgrounds should remain closed if possible. Otherwise, the area should be cleaned and disinfected after each use. And I've worked, and that's about it. I worked in early childhood education, and, like, indoor recess is the worst. It's one of the worst things because, you know, it's just screaming kids, fights, you know, they can't run around, they don't get any of the energy out. So just imagine that, having playgrounds closed, having cafeterias closed.
I can't imagine having a cafeteria closed like that. I mean, that seems like a crazy idea.
And some schools actually have, you know, kids eating lunch in the homeroom. So, I mean, that, for me, that's not too alien of an idea. But, it's just going to be awful for the children. Yep. So we go to the phone lines here, waiting patiently, is Matthew from Louisiana. Thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Well, so it's on your call screener. I was listening to Rush today, and he was railing about the slow pace of reopening and banging on about it. And I couldn't help but think to myself, well, look at the guidelines that are being issued by the White House. And, you know, there's somebody you could rail about. And finally, he is willing to admit to a conspiracy theory because supposedly there's another flare-up in China. And he's saying, well, that's got to be a conspiracy theory. That can't actually be happening. I'm like, I don't know if the Chinese are that good at acting, but I'm willing to think it might happen.
Well, that's funny. After years of Rush Limbaugh acting as sort of a gatekeeper, and anytime anyone had any sort of alternative theories, him, you know, dumping or dropping the call, calling them kooks, and now he's the one, you know, now when it's something that he disagrees with, he has a conspiracy theory. So the shoe is on the other foot now, Mr. Limbaugh. Welcome to the dark side, or to the underground. Go ahead.
And down here, they're requiring masks, but on the other hand, if you don't feel like wearing them, they just give you ugly looks. So I was in the racetrack in Covington, Louisiana today,
and I
walked in there, it's a gas station / convenience store. Yep. I walked in there, and I was the only person wearing a mask, because I'm afraid my wife might have secretly bought a Chinese drone to follow me around to make sure I'm wearing a mask.
Living in fear of your wife.
Your wife is pressuring you.
How could you call yourself a man?
No, that's what other people call me. That's a mistake. You know, you have bad vision. But she's definitely in fear. And I don't blame her because, I mean, she watches the local news media, and it's as much fear porn as the regular news media. According to Fox News Radio, we're all already dead.
Oh, and that's from Fox News, even. But, you know, like, these from CNN and MSDNC, as, you know, Hannity so puts it.
Fox News Radio is different from Fox Cable, but even Fox Cable's horrible because Donald Trump admitted he's taking hydroxychloroquine and zinc sulfate as a preventative, and they exploded because everybody knows you take those medications, and the reaction just causes a nuclear reaction explosion, right?
I sure hope not. Thanks for the call, Matthew. Trump, I think today's the last day or tomorrow that he's taking hydroxychloroquine, and I can't really speak to that. I just know that the best way, you know, they talk about the best way to beat the coronavirus is with a vaccine or by wearing a mask or saying something. I know the best way to beat any sort of germ or bug is to get a good, you know, to be well rested, to have a balanced diet, and to also make sure you have, you know, the minerals and nutrients that your body needs for its immune system. So I think, like, the thing about the hydroxychloroquine is where, like, hydroxychloroquine helps the body absorb zinc somehow, and zinc prevents the virus from replicating with your cells. It is antiviral, right? It's like when someone would have a cold that just doesn't go away for weeks on end, they would take something called a Z-Pak. But you could also get zinc over the counter. And vitamin D also, especially in this country, If you live in New England and you're of European descent or have white skin, vitamin D supplements are king, especially during winter, too. So for me, I mean, I'm not a doctor. I look at all the supplements and such, but it is interesting. As soon as there's some sort of, like, what some describe as a silver bullet, right, hydroxychloroquine, something that might work against coronavirus, the media immediately fear-mongers about it, says that, oh, if you take it, you could die. Oh, this is terrible. Oh, Trump, there's no cure, there's no hope unless it's a vaccine. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
My dogs do puppy zoomies around the house, so I will always endorse Dynavite. DINOVITE.com. Why wait? Save your dogs from being stinky and having hot spots and shedding and making sure that they have the proper nutrition. Get them started early. I mean, your dogs will love you for it.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite at DINOVITE.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right. right. Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves, which you can do so by calling in at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And in studio, we're joined by...
It's Ian.
And I want to talk to you about... And I'm mad, but before, I want to talk to you about Liberty.menu. For years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses. We're helping build one. Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for your community. At its core, it's a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of social network, too, so you can now connect and share with others. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge. That's Liberty.menu. And so before we before we get into this next piece of outrageous news, I just got to say, I think that a lot of organizations that have bought into this coronavirus hysteria, panic, ridiculousness are doing so not only because, I mean, they might believe it or they might not. I think anyone who looks at this objectively would realize that the whole country overreacted, but... A lot of the organizations are using this as an excuse to get bailed out of their own debt or their own troubles, right? And just take with the, a lot of these Democrat blue cities are asking for bailouts because they're not getting the tax money that they need to, it's like the equivalent of, you know, your boat is sinking and you have a bucket, right? Mm-hmm. You're trying to do it. So that they, you know, they're able to coast along with their stolen, overtaxed money. But now for coronavirus, and they can't get sales tax or whatever that, or whatever they live off of, now they're asking for a bailout. And it's like that now, apparently. Well, and I suspect it's like that with at least whatever organization at Keg Stand College that runs the, responsible for the yearbook, right? Every year, the yearbook is for free. At least for seniors, it's for free. And this year, we have to pay I was just made aware, we have to pay $25 for it. And so I know of a professor who's on part of a club or committee, and I say, hey, you know, what's the deal with this? And he says, oh, our funding got slashed this year. You're lucky you're even getting a yearbook. UNH and Plymouth aren't having yearbooks. And I replied, and then, you know, we went back on, so I don't know what his response was. I said, well, how could you run out of funding when our grade, we paid our tuition already?
Right.
Right? And the same thing with the schools. It's the same thing with the cities. It's like, well, look, we all of us paid our taxes last year, so how are you running out of money already? And it's just, I mean, it's just so they're led a very irresponsibility.
They don't run in the black. They're governments.
Well, exactly. And we're fine to let other people hold the bag.
They know if they spend the money they have and more, they'll get more next year.
Yeah, exactly.
That's usually how it works. Now that might change.
Well, with government, I can understand. It's awful, but I understand. But a private, you know,
the
institution
schools are
like
government.
That, Keg Stand. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, Keg Stand College is, the state. The stand stands for state.
Right.
Yeah, I should have known. So there are worse things going on right now. Like, you could have had your church burned down because...
Oh, my God, this story.
So, and actually, yeah, I was surprised Ian also had this in his show
prep.
I got this one from Infowars.com. Arsonist burns down lockdown-defying church. And they wrote an awful, nasty message on it. Mm-hmm. And this happened... a Mississippi church that defied the state's lockdown orders and filed a lawsuit challenging the city of Holly Springs coronavirus's restrictions has been burned down by what appears to be, and they call him a left-wing arsonist. I don't really think you could tell what their politics were, but...
Just a lunatic.
Yeah.
Somebody who really believes this whole coronavirus thing.
Absolutely. And the word spray-painted in the parking lot of the First Pentecostal Church of Holly Springs was... Bet you stay home now, you hypocrite. Or he spelled Chris with a K,
mm-hmm,
which I guess phonetically it still says hypocrite. But at least if you're gonna vandalize something, at least spell check it so you don't look like an idiot.
Well, I hope they don't stay home. I hope that the church goes out and meets in a park or somewhere else and makes a public announcement that this terrible act of destruction on this person's part is not going to stop them from practicing their faith.
Absolutely, yeah, and there's a little bit more of this. Investigators say an explosion blew out the front of a church, according to Fox 13.
Wow.
The church's pastor, Jerry Waldrop, filed a lawsuit against the city last month after police broke up their Easter service and gave the church a citation because parishioners were not social distancing.
Where is the video of this? I mean, if you've got however many people are at an Easter service, right? Like a few hundred?
Anyone who's going to go to church most likely is at church.
Yeah. And maybe they had a slightly lower than normal turnout because of COVID, but it probably was fairly well attended. And so I'm going to guess there were dozens of people there. Why is there no video? I mean, maybe it does exist. We haven't heard about it. There really isn't a whole lot of video out there of any of these people doing any kind of pushback. I mean, of all the business owners who've gotten publicity, there's very little in the way of... Now, there was some from Texas with the Dallas salon owner. The news media itself got some video in that case. But as far as the actual salon owners themselves or their staff or customers recording video, like, where is the bad behavior caught on video? There's plenty of bad behavior. Why aren't we seeing it? Shame on these people for not recording these goons as they come in to try to break up their Easter service.
Well, I wonder if it's because many people think that you're not allowed, even if you're in public or on your own property, you're not allowed to film someone without their permission. I've had lose their minds if they just see, despite most people's lives being on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and, so people think so. The second someone else films them during verbal behavior, they lose their mind. And even police would lie. They say, "Yo, you can't film me here. You can't film me." And they,
constantly.
Yeah.
And when the police lie, there's no punishment if they get caught, right? So when the cops lie about, you can't film, well, you either believe them or you don't. I mean, you either call them on their bluff or you don't, and most people don't. Most people will just, okay, officer, I guess I'll do what you say. And that's how we got into where we're at right now with so many people doing what they're told. That's what they're used to. They're not used to standing up for themselves.
And people are surprised when there's police, showing up to force kids off a playground.
That happened here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, and they say, where did this happen, right? It can't happen here. We can't be living in an authoritarian police state. And, it's like when it happened to someone else, it was fine, right? When the police are harassing pot smokers or... other protesters, shoot them with a fire hose, get them. And then, when they're being arrested,
I don't know if that's true of the people in Concord. As I understand it, one of the women who was talking back to the cops.
I'm just saying in general, but.
Okay, but just to be clear, those folks were, from what I understand, one of them is actually Jay Noon's neighbors. So he knows Jay is one of our sometime co-hosts here on Free Talk Live, so he vouched for this lady. Like she wasn't just that wasn't her first time standing up for herself, basically. So the cops messed with the wrong parents.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, and I have a lot of respect for her, especially since she refused to back down when she was getting death threats and people were calling for her to be fired.
Right. And she has kids. Like that's usually the circumstance that will neuter an activist. Because usually activists stop doing activism as soon as they have a kid, because then they know the government can go after their children. The government can come in with CPS or whatever, Department of Children's Services, and just destroy somebody's life.
Oh, yeah, they tried, too, at least with, in Alex Jones's case. He led one of the reopen Austin rallies, and his ex-wife, she tried. She immediately was on the phone with the police and trying to get full custody of her kids again, which is just absolutely despicable. So coming up, I think we have one. I want to talk about why we shouldn't refer to these awful people as Karen anymore, but it's a better term. And two, I think I have a theory as to why they're all out and about causing trouble when they should be staying indoors by their own logic. This is Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew@freetalklive.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits in the 2 months since coronavirus took hold in the U.S. has jumped to nearly 39 million, according to the Labor Department, even as states from coast to coast gradually reopen their economies and let people get back to work. More than 2.4 million people filed for unemployment last week in the wave of layoffs from the business shutdown that has brought the economy to its knees. The number of weekly applications has slowed for 7 straight weeks. And the continuing rise shows that even though all states have begun reopening over the past 3 weeks, and the outbreak is still damaging businesses and destroying jobs. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said over the weekend that U.S. unemployment could peak in May or June at 20 or 25%. Unemployment in April stood at 14.7%, a figure unmatched since the 1930s. This is USA Radio News. Some researchers claim tens of thousands of lives could have been saved had the nation taken action sooner, and USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
The federal government started recommending that states adopt stay-at-home orders and social distancing guidelines in mid-March, but the Columbia University study suggests that the U.S. could have saved nearly 36,000 lives from COVID-19 if that action had been taken just a week or two sooner. The study focused on infection rates in metropolitan areas and suggests that early action could have avoided more than 700,000 cases of the virus up to May 3rd.
With just over a week to go before the official start of hurricane season, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is warning of a very active season to come. The forecast from the Climate Prediction Center calls for a 60% chance of 13 to 19 named storms, where the normal is just 12. 6 to 10 of those could become hurricanes, and 3 to 6 major hurricanes are forecast. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki: great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves, which you can do so by calling in at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And in studio, we're joined by...
It's Ian.
And I want to talk to you about ForkFest 2020, which is coming up. It's coming up in, let's see here, about a month and a week. Yeah, it's getting there.
Oh, it'll be here before you know it. If you're not making plans for this yet, you better start.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, just because we've been reading this for months now, and now it's finally here. It was in doubt for a while, but now it's finally here. Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 29th until July 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge, but also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 29th until July 5th.
Do it this week if you can. Get that reservation in there so they know that people are coming, because Reservations overall, according to the owner of the park, are down this year for both the Porcupine Freedom Festival and Fork Fest. I think there was a lot of uncertainty that people had. Are these things going to happen? They heard about the Libertarian Party conference being canceled in Austin. They heard about Burning Man being canceled for late August, early September, out in Nevada. So lots of things have been canceled. Fork Fest is still happening. There's no one who can cancel Fork Fest with the exception of the property owner, and he says he's going to be there. Things are going to be as normal. You can get registered and come on up.
Well, and unlike anything that happens in Austin or Burning Man, it's not going to be as densely populated, no matter, regardless, right? Yep. Especially up in Coos County, where I think there's been I don't know if they have either zero cases in Coos County.
It's next to
or,
zero.
Yeah, or if we're just not even taking data from it. That's the northernmost. It's what they call the Great North Country. It's in northernmost county here in New Hampshire. It's right on the border of Canada.
Yep.
Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or you could create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You could connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. That is ForkFest.party. And it's going to be great. I actually have a lot of listeners of my show who are at least planning on coming, although a lot of them live out of state, so that makes it a little bit more awkward since the governor says that that's not going to be allowed, at least as of phase two, they can't have out-of-staters. So, and I think phase three is going to come out in early June, so I'd be curious to see. But, there's that term Karen we've been hearing, and I guess it's some names have a...
By the way, anyone residence. Can stay at Rogers Campground. If you're paying for a spot, you are a member.
Oh, that's
so
a good
it doesn't
point.
Matter if you're from out of state.
Oh, thank you. Yes, that's a good point. A more appropriate term for Karen, I'd say, and this is a term
define
I've been
a Karen.
So Karen is I haven't been using his meme because I think it's ridiculous to use it as an insult, a common name. But it's what people have been describing the busybodies and tattletales and the Stasi wannabes who've been reporting people for being outside. Or
this has been going on. The Karen meme has been going on prior to the COVID.
Oh, well, I was unaware, but I think the more
it's kind of the worrywart mother who's going to snitch people out.
The pearl clutchers.
Yeah.
Think of the children! Mm-hmm. Even though they're childless and hate children themselves. But so I think a more appropriate term would be an awful, right?
Karen's
AWFL.
Karens wouldn't be childless necessarily.
They'd
be more likely to have children.
Oh, all right. Well, I guess
it's
different.
My understanding of a Karen.
I think a better term would be an awful, which stands for affluent white female liberal.
Karens aren't necessarily liberals.
Well, no, I know. I'm just saying that in general, the same type of the same type of behavior and pearl clutching, right? Because they have nothing, affluent. They have nothing, and obviously this is just a big generalization, right? They're affluent, so they could afford.
They've got all kinds of time.
Yeah, they have all kinds of time. White, they happen to be white a lot of the times. Affluent white female, goes. Although I haven't seen any men who've been advocating the whole social distancing. I'm sure there are.
There must be
men who work for the government, right? Eunuchs.
Guy. I was on the street the other day in front of the studio on the other side, walking Jazzy, the studio beast here, and there was a family. One of them, the elderly folks, live across the street. They had somebody visiting with their kid or maybe two kids or something like that, but I'm going to guess he was their son, just a guess. And they were walking towards Jazzy and I, and Jazzy's, she's old. She's sitting there just sniffing around. So they caught up to me. And as the man was approaching, he said something to his son about something social distancing or practice social distancing. And his kid was probably no older than five or whatever, old enough to be able to walk by himself, but, needs to have somebody with him. And so the kid, and the dad walk off of the sidewalk and move into the road. So specifically so they could so-called social distance from me and Jazzy, who were on the sidewalk. And then I saw his license plate later, and he was from Massachusetts. And so I was okay.
That's why we should build a wall on the southern border of New Hampshire, I'm telling you, these Massachusetts people. That was just a suggestion, right? Because, you know, I mean, there's plenty of people named Karen who don't behave that way, and it's unfair to them. So awful. Affluent white female liberal. I think one of the reasons why that a lot of these Karens don't have, or awfuls, or I'll just use Karen for simplicity, have time, is time to go out and bother other people, right? When you'd think that they'd be the number one people staying home, is because the soap operas have stopped filming. This is from Fox, and this is from a while ago. And, you know, I mean, I gotta say, like, due to the way my classes were, and plenty of men watch soap operas, like football players.
Really?
Because, yeah, football players, a lot of them do, because they have to train in the morning and the evening, but during the middle of the day, they have a lot of time. So for me, I had classes in the morning, and I had, like, you know, the afternoon off.
So you're saying you watch?
Yeah, I've watched The Young and the Restless
I've never seen a single episode of any of those shows my entire life. Yeah, I worked at a job where they had daytime television on in the break room constantly, but it was usually like, you know, we'd put it on like Jerry Springer or, you know, Ricky Lake or one of these trashy kind of TV talk shows.
Yeah, something you could have in the background, because with these shows, you sort of got to pay attention just from storylines and such. But, my mother would watch it. She was, she was a stay-at-home mom before the divorce and everything. And so I would, you know, sort of pick it up too. And I liked it. I could appreciate it. I mean, it's different from all the, you know, Marvel movies and stuff. So I appreciated it. And it's demographic is dying too. I think, what was it, like Young and the Restless and Bold and the Beautiful are the top chairs on the sinking ship. But now that the coronavirus pandemic has made CBS run out of original episodes for the two of its biggest daytime dramas, the network announced that it will air themed reruns to make up the airtime. Daytime soap operas Young and Restless and The Bold and the Beautiful will officially run out of new episodes to air thanks to the production being shut down. This article's from a few weeks ago, so it's already happened. And because they film like a month ahead of time, so they can have a Christmas, you know, episode on time and such. That's why the Karens are all out and about, because they don't have nothing to watch other than the news, which will probably give them a heart attack. And so now I wanted to use that as a jumping off point for my political soap operas, because I realize, you know, I don't have the, I have this article here on Obamagate, since we talked about lawfare. Oh, we're going to get into it coming up. And I view it as, since I don't have my regular soap operas to watch, the fictional soap operas, I might as well watch the biggest soap opera of all time.
Politics.
Which is C-SPAN politics. Because, you know, you have the good guys become bad guys and vice versa. I mean,
they're all bad.
It's like the WWE, where you have the heels and the faces, right? One might appear bad and the other good, but they all end, at the end of the day, they all work for Vince McMahon or Dana White, right? So, you know, if you were to use the sports analogy. So, 855-453, F is in freedom, 855-450-3733. And we're going to be coming up getting into why Obamagate is not a conspiracy theory and it should worry you, the average person. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing. Mile-long lines food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Taking over the world one Bitcoin at a time. Or at least the legacy media. All right, welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live. And before we get into, now, you know, first there was what? Obviously the classic, you have Watergate, then you had Deflategate, Russiagate, and so now it's only a matter of time until we have Obamagate. But before we get into that and my political soap opera, I want to thank Jesse Cruz, who's in Silver Amplifier, supporting the show here. I want to give you a special thank you. The Amp Group is what helps us keep the lights on here and promote the show. And you could do so, right? If you want to have your name read up here along with Jesse's, or if maybe you just want to stay anonymous but still help out the show, you could go to amp.freetalklive.com. So thank you very much, Jesse, for that. And so now this is from the National Review. And since we heard so much about, you know, the Russian collusion and Russiagate and then Ukrainegate and just this whole, it's like for Trump's, you know, whether you love him or hate him, for the past 4 years, the opposition party's been trying to get him arrested or impeached or kicked out of office. And, you know, I'm starting to think that even though there are plenty of Republican governors who are going along with the shutdown, some of the, like, the biggest, most vocal people in favor of a shutdown have been a lot of blue state governors. And Trump has been running on, basically, you know, Trump, if a coronavirus didn't happen, he'd be running up against either Bernie or Biden, most likely Biden, and the economy would still be good. I mean, good as well as this, our, you know, messed up voodoo economic society could be. But now that the economy is, you know, the Dow Jones was up at, like, record highs, but now that's, you know, that's not the case, and Trump is going to have to fight to get reelected. And they pulled a lot of dirty tricks here, at least the Obama administration did. And I want to just want to talk about, is if they're willing to go through this level of corruption to get to a... You're right, General Flynn was a Democrat, right? He was part of Obama's cabinet, and then he disagreed with essentially what the government was funding and arming ISIS. And then he was part of, I think he was going to be Trump's national security advisor. And then he just got railroaded by these people. And recently... there's just so much to, that's why I call it a soap opera, because you have to, like, you know, be watching and such. But I think this article does a good job of summarizing it. So Democrats and their allies who like to pretend that President Obama's only scandalous act was wearing a tan suit are going to spend the next few months gaslighting the public by focusing on the most feverish accusations against Obama. But the fact is that we already have more compelling evidence that the Obama administration engaged in misconduct than we ever did for opening the Russian collusion investigation. It's not conspiracy mongering to note that the investigation into Trump was predicated on an opposition research document filled with fabulism and most likely Russian disinformation. Now, this is the Clinton bought and paid for Russian collusion delusion dirty dossier. The one where, you know, the one that BuzzFeed published that said that Trump was engaging in degenerate sex practices with Russian hookers in a hotel room. So the entire... Yeah, but even the author of the what they call the Steele dossier couldn't, you know, when all these people who were saying that it was actually, and I saw the footage of it, all of these politicians who were saying, oh, this is real, this is why, you know, we need the FISA warrant, under oath, none of them could say that they believed anything in it. So when they, you know, when they're held under oath, they say something totally different than what they say on the television. It was based, so the, we have proof that many of the relevant FISA warrant applications, almost every one of them actually, were based off fabricated evidence or riddled with errors. We know that members of the Obama administration who
What were these warrants for?
They were to spy on the Trump campaign.
Okay.
And the Obama administration, who had no genuine role in counterintelligence operations, repeatedly unmasked Trump allies, which means if there's like a transcript that they got, they unmasking is putting a name to whoever they're recording on the transcript.
Okay.
My understanding of it, right? Live is convoluted. And we know that despite a dearth of evidence, the FBI railroaded Michael Flynn into a guilty plea so it could keep the investigation going. And so to show you the difference between how Michael Flynn was treated, the FBI told him that they just wanted to ask him a few questions and he didn't need a lawyer.
They lie.
They lied.
They will tell everybody that.
Because he got a date wrong or he did something. He said something that wasn't entirely correct.
If you tell a lie to them, then they can charge you for that, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Even if it's not related to what they're talking to you about. So that's
right.
What happened. Compared to Hillary Clinton, she was allowed to have a whole team of lawyers with her, and they let her off. Like, and anyone else, if someone wasn't in her position, because, you know, I've had family who's explained it to me, who've had to have security clearances. If any of them did what she did, there would have been charges brought, but because Comey phrased it a certain way, she got off on it. And now I continue, and this started with Obama. It was way before Trump. By 2016, the Obama administration's intelligence community had normalized domestic spying. Obama's director of national intelligence, James Clapper, famously lied about snooping on American citizens to Congress. He could lie to Congress, right? He could lie to the government. No, nothing happens to him.
Wasn't that after the Snowden revelations?
Yeah, around that time. His CIA director, John Brennan, oversaw an agency that felt comfortable spying on the Senate, with at least five of his underlings breaking into congressional computer files. His Attorney General Eric Holder invoked the Espionage Act to spy on a Fox News journalist, chopping his case to three judges until he found one who let... Who let him name the reporter as a co-conspirator. The Obama administration also spied on Associated Press reporters, Associated Press isn't exactly like a right-wing extremist outlet, right? Which a news organization called a massive and unprecedented intrusion. And though it's been long forgotten, Obama officials were caught monitoring the conversations of members of Congress who opposed the Iran nuclear deal. What makes anyone believe that these people wouldn't create a pretext to spy on the opposition party?
You would just have to be ignorant to believe that.
Well, exactly, yeah. And one thing that I think is a shame in the journalism field, and actually I interviewed one of my professors on my terrestrial show back when I still had it, and he admitted, and you know, this guy's, you know, pretty lefty, hate, you know, like hates Fox News and Trump and everything, but he even admitted that it was shameful that the entire journalism community, or at least the mainstream journalism community, gave Obama a carte blanche to do whatever he wanted when he persecuted whistleblowers.
Sure.
He pulled this aforementioned stuff. And, you know, and so just because I'm pointing out something bad that Obama did doesn't necessarily mean that you know, Trump is an angel himself. But
it doesn't mean
that
Trump's not doing the exact same thing.
I haven't seen evidence.
Don't know it yet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we haven't had a whistleblower come out. WikiLeaks said... well, at least back before the election, WikiLeaks said that anything damning that Trump said, he said in public, like in front of the cameras.
Mm-hmm. So they didn't have anything to release on him, basically.
Yeah, which I find that suspicious.
Well, and Trump used to like WikiLeaks until he got elected.
Yeah, and then he, just like Roger Stone and maybe Michael Flynn, right, if he doesn't give him a pardon... Trump just sort of, you know, let him go under the bus. I mean, I forgot this at the time. Apparently, even Sean Hannity interviewed with Julian Assange before Assange was persecuted to the extent that he is now. So here we go. In her very last hour in office, National Security Advisor Susan Rice, who were running her as a potential Joe Biden running mate, sent a self-preserving email to herself, noting that she'd attended a meeting with the president, Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates, FBI Director James Comey, and Vice President Joe Biden, in which Obama stressed that everything in the investigation should proceed by the book. And I appreciate the offer asked this question. Did high-ranking Obama administration officials not always conduct such investigations by the book? Right, but like 15 minutes after Trump had been sworn in, that they have to send that. And there's that's about it to that. I just wanted to go over, and this is way worse than I'd say it's on par with what Nixon did. Oh yeah, that was it. So skeptics are asking. They say that Obama had nothing to do with it because he had no motive because they were sure they were going to win with Hillary Clinton. But the offer reminds us, Richard Nixon won 49 states in 1972, and he felt the need to send his cronies to break, mm-hmm. like literally physically break into the DNC office and touch off Watergate. But as the FBI agents involved in the case noted, they wanted to have an, quote, insurance policy if the unthinkable happened. And the reason why we know so much about this and know that they were malicious is because they had a lot of their text messages between each other, right? Like was it Peter Strzok and Lisa Page? I think these two FBI agents were having a romantic relationship. And as soon as Trump won, they were immediately drawing up plans to get him out of office. They said they had an insurance plan. And it's what they call a soft coup. I mean, it's... I know we have different, you know, we disagree on like the deep state, Ian, like, you know, it's not to imply that the deep state is like, oh, that's the bad state and the regular state's the good state. But there's different factions in here fighting for power. And that's why I think it's important at least to pay a little bit of attention to what's going on in Washington, D.C. Thank you, everyone, so much for tuning in. It's been a great episode tonight. And we will see you all tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pao de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pao de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.